philosophies in my experience and my experiment. Hey there. So my last episode I had recorded after my second, I think, songwriting class, and I just finished week four and we had a little break. So I thought I would do an update because even though it's like only a day later after publishing the last one was actually recorded like 3 or 4 weeks ago. And a lot has changed and a lot has been reinforced, I guess, in me. So last night I had songwriting class, and actually I also want to touch on something else. So I'm just placing this here as a reminder to myself to speak about the impacts of the last 18 months on my voice. So I just want to pop that in there. Okay, so back to songwriting class. Last night, I'm there and I am there to learn songwriting with a bit of singing as well, right? So we've got, there's a little bit of singing lessons in there and some vocal exercises and then some writing exercises, writing lyrics and playing around with melodies and stuff. And everybody other than me has some experience, you know, so they are either studying at SAE, they all have an instrument that they play, guitar, piano, sometimes multiple instruments. Some are songwriters and singers in their own right. And then there's me. And I'm the only one who doesn't have any other than singing and writing experience. So like everybody else is an actual musician. I'm just laughing at myself while I'm saying this. And I am the only one who hasn't got a background in playing an instrument and writing my own music. Okay, so that's the clarification that I want to make here. I haven't written my own music before. I have written lyrics, I have sung other people's words and their melodies, but I've never really created my own other than like 2 Instagram posts. So while I do a lot of singing and sometimes I guess like I make up these little melodic mantra kind of things, hasn't been my thing, you know, and I'm not someone who writes music someone who has never written music before. So yeah, am I making sense there? So I'm not saying that I'm not musical. I'm not saying that I'm not a musician. I'm saying that up until this point, I've never written music. Okay, now that that's clear as mud. what I want to talk about is like this idea of me delving into this world and why the fuck would I, someone who has never written music before, go to a songwriting course? And actually a few of the participants have asked me that, like what made you want to come and do this? And it's because I like to expand and see what is possible, because we have these preconceived ideas of who we are and how we show up in the world and what we're good at and what we're not good at. But most of the time we never stop to question that. We never stop to go, oh, well, actually, I don't know. I don't know if I'm a musician because I've never really tried to be one. I don't know if I'm an artist because I've never really given myself permission to paint. I don't know if I'm a photographer because, you know, we never question this stuff. Like what else am I capable of? And so I went to this part of it is because I've always felt musical and I love singing and I love words and I love playing around and in my creativity. So why would I not do a course like this? And that's the key question. Why would I not? Not why would I, but why wouldn't I? So it has been quite uncomfortable in some ways. The bits that I find really comfortable is the actual writing of lyrics. Like I find that, comes quite naturally to me. So we do a lot of automatic writing. There's a lot of prompted kind of exercises. And I love that. That just gets me going. You know, like I never have a shortage of words, or rarely do I have a shortage of words. Sometimes I do, but it's rare. You know, there's always something here that can come out of me. And it's amazing when there's some kind of structure around it, you know, like that isn't a structure. So what I like about the automatic writing is she gives us a prompt and then we take that wherever. There's no rules around this. This is actually about breaking all the rules of what we thought songwriting was and creating our own rhythm with it. And this is what I wanted to talk about today. Was last night, the other participants shared the songs that they'd written. And I've shared some lyrics, but I haven't really shared a song. I think because I wasn't sure what my music was. I'm not really sure, like, this is all very new to me. I'm definitely not a folk singer, you know? It's not my style. I'm definitely not really bluesy. Not my thing. You know, if I look at the music that I'd like to listen to, it's generally rock, alternative rock from the 90s, grunge era, or shit like Lizzo, right? Like I appreciate pop music where I did not appreciate pop music 30 years ago. It was like, gross. Now I have an appreciation. And I think what I appreciate about Lizzo is just her authenticness, even though that's like kind of a weird word. Everybody is who they are. I think there's authenticity to everyone. But, you know, she's just unapologetically who she is, and she expresses that through music, which I absolutely adore. And last night everyone was kind of I don't know that I've found my style of music yet, but I'm getting closer. So last week I had written I'll grab my book and I'll read it to you. I had written, here we go. So you can hear, I've got my book here. I had written like a little thing, you know, like, but I didn't have a melody for it. And the words are this: atmosphere, electric, vibration, a metric, moving through my membrane, coursing through my deep veins. Beats are never ending, time it is a bending, days and nights are blending, what is it I'm fending? How free can I be with the beats by the sea? Can I let myself be not so bland to land softly, dancing light, what a sight free? Right, like this was just something that I wrote during class and I shared it, and some of the people were like, you know, you're really good at writing. And someone had said, you know, that could have been, that sounds like a little bit of a rap. And I was like, oh, yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is. I'm comfortable with talking. So maybe I could do that with music, and maybe I'm not necessarily a singer, though I think there could be singing elements in there. Maybe it's more spoken word stuff. I don't know. I'm still playing with this. I'm still figuring it out. I'm still finding my voice. I'm still finding my music. I'm still finding my frequency. So remember a few years ago, if you've been around here a while, I think maybe 2018, maybe 2017, I ran a 30-day audio course called Find Your Freak, right? And it was just about coming back to yourself and figuring out who you are and living life on your own terms and frequency, you know. And I feel like this is what I'm doing at the moment, is this exploration of like, well, what is my expression here? What is my music? What is the song of my life? Rather deep. Yeah, but it's actually been really interesting. So last night, excuse me, everybody was sharing their songs. And it, like, I'm always just so in awe. Like my favorite thing is to see other people creating and to see what they come up with and to hear it. And in a songwriting class and in that medium in particular, it's immersive, right? Because you're hearing words that came from within them. You're hearing this melody that comes from within them. I don't even know how that happens, right? Like I'm still in awe of that because I'm like, that hasn't happened to me yet. Like, I mean, it has in some ways. But it just comes so, you know, it just kind of comes to them. And I find that like just a fascinating concept to be watching someone in relationship with creativity. It's such a beautiful thing. And I'm always just so in awe of what they come, because everybody brings something unique. And I just am awestruck. And it's been really interesting because last night they were talking about their creative process and how they each individually approach songwriting. What is the process for them? And hearing them all go through their process and share helped me to go, oh, okay, yeah, that happens. I get that a bit too. Yeah, okay. So, you know, like hearing about other people's processes really helps me to go, oh, because, you know, we only know what we know. We only know really our own experience of how we create. We don't necessarily know other people's experience. So to hear that and to see that. But also there's something beautiful about the vulnerability that happens when somebody shares something that they are creating. It's not perfected yet, right? Like it's just the seed or the beginnings of something and they're sharing it. And I love that. And I love when people stop and they get it wrong and they start again and they, you know, and they are allowing us to see their process not polished and finished as like a single, but like in the raw creative process. And that is something I wish we saw more of. I wish we saw more of that messy stuff, but it is so vulnerable. It is so vulnerable to go, this is something I'm working on. It's not finished yet, but here it is. I'm not sure what I'm going to do in this part, but you know, like it takes so much of yourself to be willing and brave enough to share that with the world. And in this particular instance, it's obviously a curated environment, a safe space, which is all focused around that sharing, listening, absorbing, creating, you know, like I wish we had more places like that to explore our creativity safely. Okay. And so another thing that has come up for me recently is I feel like I had found my voice. I felt quite confident in my voice. I felt like I had this relatively easeful relationship of flow when it came to my voice. You know, I'd stopped getting, not always, but like the, you know, that feeling of anticipation. I'm going to speak. Oh no, it's coming out. I think I'm going to cry. Like I felt like I had left that in the past. I felt like I had found this flow. And immersing myself, because I'm doing two courses simultaneously. So I've been doing one of my old clients, Alison Davies, The Music and the Medicine, I think it's called. It's got music and medicine in there. I can't remember the exact title, but it's been, you know, an exploration in music with a lot of other musical people. Again, not that musical. I've got to stop saying that. I am musical. I'm just not trained as a musician. And then doing this course alongside it and just recognizing how I've been feeling quite uncomfortable in my voice when I'm speaking in front of a group again. And I don't know if it's because I'm a participant. And so with that comes more of a vulnerability or something than when I'm leading a space. I probably feel more confident when I'm leading a conversation than being not necessarily put on the spot, because I'm not put on the spot. I actively choose to engage. But I've been feeling this like pressure and this like the emotion of like, I've got something to say and I'm really uncomfortable saying it and I can feel the emotion sitting at the back of my throat here and I'm feeling like I'm heating up. I'm getting very hot now, you know, like I'm feeling very anxious and I don't even know what I'm saying now, but all these words are coming out and they're not really making, am I making any sense? Like I thought that I had passed that part of my journey with my voice, but it has come back. And I feel like part of this has been due to what I've been through over the last couple of years. I think part of it is also due to what we've all been through over the last couple of years. Like I'm not feeling particularly strong in social situations where I have to interact with people that I don't necessarily have a strong rapport with. Building relationships feels hard for me at the moment. And being in new spaces with new people, I feel quite vulnerable. And it's just been something interesting to acknowledge because I've been thinking about this a lot lately, how, you know, people are always asking me, how do you become more confident in your voice? And I always say by using your voice. You know, the throat is a muscle and you get more confident by using it. But that doesn't happen when you're using it. Like, so there's different ways of using your voice. You know, there's this way for me, which still feels quite comfortable. I still feel quite confident speaking because there's no pressure around this. It's just me with a microphone talking. And if I don't want it to go live, it doesn't have to go live, you know? And even when it does go live, it's it's not live. It's not happening live. There's no pressure around the time frame here. I'm just jamming. And there's nobody else's energy is involved in this. So it's just me in my own little vacuum. And I think I've cultivated this through working in radio. Because in radio, I had to create this little bubble where it was me having a conversation with myself and other people without them being there. Though there was an added pressure because it was live. You know, when there's live and there's actually people listening, I feel this like heat, this heat, this pressure, this like hurry up, you know, oh God, this could go anywhere. Oh my God. You know, there's like I have no control. And so that adds a pressure. But speaking behind the microphone without that live element means that I still have some level of control. Now, I won't edit this at all. Other than top and tail it, but the option is there. And the option is there not to have it go out. And it's interesting because when I'm doing a live, which I haven't done for ages, partly because of this heatedness that comes up when I'm going live or when I'm in those kind of situations where there's other people present, it feels like a pressure at the moment. And so I've shied away from it. But what was I going to say? I can't remember. When I was going live. Oh, yeah, that's right. Like if I was going live on Instagram or Facebook, I'm actually really cool when there's nobody there. It's when somebody comes in that, and I think that's an interesting thing from a human design perspective, being a projector. Like I'm not here to respond. And so when I did my Show Up Speak Up program a couple of years back, I actually had said to people, I will stop and then I will ask for your feedback, comments, whatever, because if I'm constantly seeing your comments come up, I'm going to feel pressured to stop and answer them and it fucks with my flow. You know, it really fucks with my flow to have to respond because I'm not designed to respond. I'm designed to be invited. And right now I'm inviting myself just to chat, to jam. And if someone else was to invite me and they recognized me and we were to have a conversation, I imagine it would go, you know, I'd feel like a success after it. It would flow. But the second we get this, like, you have the question, I have to respond, but there's no recognition there, I'm basically acting like a generator. And that feels very unnatural to me. Very unnatural. Yeah, and I think that's why I struggled with the interview thing for a while too, was like, again, it was me initiating, getting guests on, having a chat. I think I'm going to do it again though, because I do actually enjoy the conversations when I've recognized someone, like, because I feel like sometimes the recognition with projectors works both ways, right? Like, it's about me recognizing people and people recognizing and inviting me. And so when the podcasts that I've done interviews in have really felt good and flowed, it's because I've really recognized something in someone that I want to bring to the table. And so I've invited them and they've come on and it's been amazing. But when I start going through the motions and I'm not intentional, and it's not that I've recognized it, it's more that this person applied and I thought, oh, fuck it, yeah, I need a spot filled, so I'm going to get them on. That's when shit doesn't work for me, right? So I feel like there's some human design stuff going on here too. Anyway, I really just wanted to share all of this because I am in a couple of different messy processes right now, and I'm learning and I'm growing and I'm loving it. I'm loving trying a new skill. I'm loving learning a new a new thing, a new way to create. And the writing, it's really highlighting to me how much I love words and how much I love playing with words. And maybe there's a bit of poetry in me that wants to come out. And so giving myself permission to do that, and maybe I will turn that into a song and maybe I won't, and maybe that's okay. But I also wanted to share that whole thing about, you know, and I don't think I actually said this. I went to say it, but then I didn't. And that is, or maybe I did say it. I can't remember. When I'm feeling heated, when I've got these areas that I feel, you know, like pressure, stress, oh my God, I'm going to start crying. You know, I'm feeling like not confident in my voice. Those are the times that I remind myself that in order to feel confident in my voice, I have to be willing to be really not confident in my voice. I have to embrace that. I have to embrace that it's going to feel vulnerable, that I might cry, that I feel hot and pressured, and like I've got to acknowledge all of that and do it. You know, and so I've noticed that I want to shriek away and I don't necessarily want to get involved in the way that I used to always be the person who'd be like, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. And I'm just not there yet. And so I'm not saying I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. But I'm gently pushing myself each week to contribute something, regardless of all the noise and the heat and the lack of confidence. You know, because I did that episode a while back on confidence, and it's worth a listen. Like, how do you create confidence? Well, confidence comes from practicing. It comes from doing something over and over and over again until you feel some level of comfort, because there's trust. And that's where I'm at. Like, sometimes I feel like I've taken a bunch of steps backwards in the last couple of years with everything that's going on. In some ways I've had to. And it's been much harder for me to bounce back than I thought it would be. But I've done this before and I can do it again. And it's just one day at a time, you know, because life is still throwing me curveballs. It's still throwing me fucking curveballs. But all I can do is just show up and face one day at a time with as much, you know, love and respect for myself as I can, I guess. Anyway, that's all the random thoughts that were in my brain out in your head, in your brain now. I hope something was useful in here. I trust that it was. And until next time, peace out. Carlos and peace. I'm Carly Nimmo.